This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the continuing impeachment hearings in Springfield and how some people on both sides of the issue of Governor Rob Blagojevich say it may be a foregone conclusion. We'll also get a forecast for the week ahead from meteorologist Scott Olthoff first, today's news. President-elect Barack Obama will offer details early this week about the transition staff's contact with embattled Governor Rob Blagojevich. Blagojevich faces federal charges of plotting to swap appointment of Obama's Senate successor for cash or a job. One Democratic official says an internal report that Obama ordered would be released no later than tomorrow. The official requested anonymity because the report isn't yet public. That official says transition aides are eager to release their findings about discussions with Blagojevich's office and move past the distraction that the governor's scandal had become. The report is expected to disclose details about contacts with Rahm Emanuel. Emanuel is Obama's incoming chief of staff, who Blagojevich aides have said spoke regularly to the governor. Most of Blagojevich's executive-level staff are sticking by him, even as the rest of the political world has called on him to resign. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Nearly every politician in Illinois, including President-elect Barack Obama, has called on Blagojevich to step down. At his first major public statement last week, Blagojevich said he's feeling abandoned.
Now, I know there are some powerful forces arrayed against me. It's kind of lonely right now.
But since charges were filed against him, only three of Blagojevich's top-level advisors and senior staff have left the administration. That includes a deputy governor believed to be highlighted in the criminal complaint as having conspired with Blagojevich on an alleged bribery scheme, Blagojevich's chief of staff who has been charged with corruption, and the director of the state tollway. As for office morale, Blagojevich spokesman Lucio Guerrero says it's an unusual time for all of the governor's employees. Guerrero said, quote, "We realize we work for the 12 million residents of Illinois and not just one person." I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Danville School District is in the midst of a restructuring plan for its high school. It's on an extensive list of priorities for Mark Denman, who was recently hired to take over as superintendent in the next academic year. AM 580's Jeff Bossert reports.
Denman will succeed the retiring Nanette Mellon this summer and says he wants to work more closely with her in the next few months to ensure a smooth transition, addressing areas like careful budget monitoring, community involvement, and a mentoring program to help new hires next year, replacing about 50 retiring teachers and administrators. And Denman has already started helping realign the high school. Because the building has more than 100 rooms, Denman says ninth graders were often getting lost in the shuffle. But this year, they were moved to the same floor, and he says that's helped build a relationship with the school.
Freshmen were sort of all over the building, and you had that that nervousness when you come there, and you come from a small school to a huge school, getting from one part of the building to the other, being mixed up with all the other kids. Now the freshmen are all together, so there's a focus on them, their particular needs, their anxieties.
Freshmen are also showing up an hour earlier than the other students, allowing some extra support in areas like reading and math or to spend more time at electives. Denman says this plan helped bring up freshman attendance while suspensions are down and grades appear to be improving. Next fall, grades 10 through 12 will start to receive their own restructuring. They won't be split up by grades, but instead in theme-based small groups, seeing a lot of the same teachers, looking at new areas and technology, and a setting that resembles the workplace. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Starting January 1st, anybody who's caught drunk driving in Illinois will have to install a special device in their car if they want to keep using it. More on that story from Mike Ree.
The device is called a Breath Alcohol Ignition Interlock Device, or BAID. It's basically a breathalyzer attached to your car. If the machine detects a certain amount of alcohol on your breath, the car won't start. Harold Wallen is a Chicago attorney who specializes in driving under the influence cases. He says a DUI offense used to mean the offender could only drive to things like work or school.
This is a much better balance for people, allowing them to drive so long as they're not consuming alcohol. And that's ultimately, I think, what we want.
First-time drunk driving offenders will have to use the device for 6 months. Installing and renting the machine could add up to several hundred dollars. Illinois is the second state in the country to put this kind of law into effect. I'm Mike Ree.
Christmas trees don't seem to be losing popularity in the tough economy. The National Christmas Tree Association says sales are holding steady across the U.S. Craig Ross with the Illinois Christmas Tree Association says some farms in the state are even seeing a 10 to 15% increase in sales.
Possibly it's due to the trying to be more green or environmentally friendly, or maybe it's due to reverting back to more traditional family-oriented get-togethers and things like that in a time when the economy is not quite so good.
Ross says customers don't seem to be buying smaller trees to trim their budget. The National Association says tree sales have been consistent since the early 1990s. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Illinois House Impeachment Committee resumes its work today after a weekend recess. The 21 legislators on the panel are being asked to determine if Rod Blagojevich has done enough to warrant being removed from office. But as Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports, the final outcome was probably decided before the hearings even began.
When Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested on corruption charges, there were few in the General Assembly who expressed much sympathy. Over his 6 years in office, Blagojevich's relationship with the legislature has continually soured. There are some classic battles, like when Blagojevich compared lawmakers' spending habits to that of drunken sailors. He refused to return their phone calls, went back on handshake agreements, and continually called legislators to Springfield for unnecessary special sessions while he stayed home in Chicago. And then there was a confrontation with Senator Mike Jacobs. Blagojevich called the East Moline Democrat to a meeting in his office when Jacobs was refusing to vote for the governor's health care plan. Jacobs stormed out, claiming Blagojevich swore at him, threatened him, and shook him down.
Because I was intimidated. I was a little scared. I mean, you know, hey, look, you got people sitting in that room. I don't know who these people are. There's security everywhere in that room. And I got the governor doubling his fist and acting like he wants to punch me.
The bad blood between Blagojevich and lawmakers is even more apparent as the House has taken up impeachment proceedings. Members of the special panel considering impeachment promised, despite their tumultuous past with the governor, they would be fair and unbiased. Here's the committee's chair, Chicago Democrat Barbara Flynn Curry, laying down the ground rules.
Let us remember that we are not Alice in Wonderland. We're not the Red Queen. We do not sentence first and then do the verdict. Illinois frontier days are long in the past. Frontier justice will not prevail in this proceeding. A rush to judgment does not serve the people of the state well.
Blagojevich hasn't made an appearance at any of the committee hearings, but he has a set of lawyers there on his behalf. And things have gotten contentious at times, like this exchange between attorney Sam Adam Jr. and Chairwoman Curry.
Blagojevich administration had to choose between bureaucracy or fighting for sick children. He chose sick children every time.
This is
every
not,
time he chose sick
is,
kids.
Is that what you're telling us, Mr. Adam? This is. You know, we're not that kind of jury. I'm sorry to have to tell you.
So Adam says it goes to show the hearings haven't been fair and they aren't meant to be. He says there's nothing for the committee to determine because their minds are already made up.
I challenge this committee. If you're going to get rid of our highest executive officer in this state, give him a shot. Give him a chance to defend himself. We are talking about ripping from the breast of the people the one person that they elected as their chief executive. It shouldn't be a cakewalk. I shouldn't be told the one question you can ask is how he affected the citizens. How could that be fair? Rod Blagojevich is now a pariah, and they're simply doing this so they can get votes.
During Thursday's hearing, Blagojevich's lead defense attorney, Ed Gensen, was caught on microphone talking to an aide, obviously frustrated with how things were going.
Tell him the truth, it's a stupid hearing.
University of Illinois at Springfield professor Charlie Wheeler says it's not quite a charade. He says the House members are carefully following protocol. They may be doing it properly, but in reality, the committee's still just going through the motions. Wheeler says the outcome is inevitable. He says at this point, there's only one thing that could stop the committee from moving forward with impeachment.
Sure, if the governor were to say, I resign, that would stop the impeachment process. Short of that, no. I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Many members of the panel insist Blagojevich is getting a fair chance. They say they're still undecided and that they're taking deliberate care to reserve judgment. But at least one, Republican Representative Mike Bost of Murfreesboro, says there's nothing the governor nor his attorneys could say that would persuade him the governor deserves to stay in office.
And you know, I'd love to sit here and say that that's not true, but it is.
Talking like that could get a person tossed off a jury, but this is no courtroom. Illinois' Constitution requires no reason for impeachment. Lawmakers have the final say, and that's all there is to it, which may leave Blagojevich wishing he had more friends in the General Assembly. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
It's going to be a cold beginning to our week of Christmas. Our forecaster, Scott Olthoff, our meteorologist, says it'll be mostly sunny and bitterly cold throughout the two-state area. Today, highs from 4 above in the north to 20 degrees in the south. Wind chills below zero throughout the day in Champaign-Urbana with a high of 14. For tonight, becoming cloudy with light snow moving in across western and northwest Illinois. Temperatures steady or slowly rising by morning. In Champaign-Urbana will get as low as 10 degrees early on this evening as a chance of light snow moves in toward tomorrow morning. For tomorrow, in northern sections of Illinois and Indiana, periods of snow with a few inches of accumulation likely up north. In central sections, light snow in the morning, changing to sleet and freezing rain later. In the south, mixed precipitation changing to rain, highs from 25 north to 42 south. For Champaign-Urbana, light snow in the morning, sleet and freezing rain later, accumulations of sleet and snow of less than an inch, and a high of 32 degrees. For tomorrow night, the freezing rain in Champaign-Urbana will change over to rain with a low of 31, then temperatures rising to the mid-30s by Wednesday morning. The Christmas Eve forecast, a chance of rain in the morning, then some snow showers or flurries in the afternoon, and a high of 36. Partly cloudy Christmas Eve night, the low 20, and Christmas Day, a high of 32, with clouds moving in again, and a chance of light snow or freezing rain late in the day. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.